This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for panic in the Joe Biden campaign. Why? Well, there is a report that the Biden campaign is deeply, deeply concerned about falling support for their guy from black men. No, really. That's right. In the midst of everything that's going on, where President Trump is regularly attacked for being a racist, for being a hater, for being a divider, there are signs that support for the president has been rising very dramatically since 2016 among black males. Among black females, well, not so much. So why? And what is going on? Nobody better to talk to about this paradox than James Golden, my old friend. He's known to millions and millions of people, billions of people, as Bo Snerdly, the longtime producer for the epically successful Rush Limbaugh program for more than 30 years. And James, always great to speak with you. And James is the co-founder of an organization called MAGA Black. And that is an organization that is devoted to at least opening some minds in the black community to support for the President of the United States. James, great to speak to you again.
Michael, thank you for having me. Wonderful to be with you.
Okay, my question for you is, there's a piece today in the Wall Street Journal with some incredible numbers. And the numbers show that, okay, among black women, 92% say they support Biden, 4% say they support President Trump. Not very good among women. Among black males under the age of 50, Biden support drops from 92% down to 70%, and Trump's support skyrockets from 4% to 17%. Why is the president so much more popular with black men than he is with black women?
Well, that is a really difficult question to analyze, because there are so many different communities within what we all call the black community. It's actually many communities. But one of the reasons I think he's doing better with males is because he's a no-nonsense president. He's about trying to get things back to some semblance of normal. And he is also not backing down in the face of some of these attacks, not only against him, but against our economy. And so I think that there are a number of younger black men who look at those qualities and like what with this president. I would caution, though, that...
James, we're having a little bit of a problem. We're having a little bit of a problem with the connection. Can you speak into the telephone... maybe more effectively, because I want to hear everything you're having
okay.
to say.
Now,
you're
saying is it better at all now?
Yes, it is. It is,
okay.
Considerably.
So, again, I think, and I'm sorry about that, I think that part of the issue, part of what we're seeing is that there are younger black men respect the president's forcefulness. They respect his resolve. I would caution, we need to see how many of those that support him we can actually get to the polls, especially in battleground states.
Do you share the conventional wisdom, which is that the president, since the tragic death of George Floyd, that the president's handling of the crisis and the riots and the demonstrations and everything that's been going on has actually hurt him seriously in the black community at large?
I don't know. And I think in many ways it's too early to tell that because this is an ongoing situation. Again, I think the president has been very clear that he wants the violence to stop, that he's willing to do what's necessary to bring order back to some of these cities where you have elected Democrats sitting on their hands watching the businesses in their states crumble from looting, from anarchy, and from lawlessness. So I think in some quarters, people are recognizing that he is a strong president. I think there are a lot of people, primarily the split between men and women, who are looking for more empathy. And I think that's where you might find the divide with black women, where they're used to this idea of that the commander-in-chief should become the sort of the central figure in expressing empathy and sadness and wallowing in the I feel your pain mode. And that's not what Donald Trump is about. He wants to see this country back up and running, and he wants to see these businesses protected, and he does want to see the laws of the land respected. And he has made statements condemning what we all saw on that video, but they've gotten lost in the shuffle.
And he did that from the very beginning, and I acknowledge that. On this show, he did. He said justice for George Floyd. Let me ask you this, James, and it's an idea, and if you possibly can convey it to the Trump campaign, that would be great. Al Sharpton announced yesterday that he's going to lead a march on Washington, which is perfectly timed to conflict with the president's acceptance speech at the convention, wherever they end up holding the convention. And he's supposed to be giving that acceptance speech on the 27th of August. This March on Washington is going to be the 28th of August to commemorate the original March on Washington with Dr. King. What if the president volunteered to, expressed his willingness to, speak to this March on Washington, which is actually marching for police reform and for criminal justice reform, which is a broader cause President Trump has already endorsed. Could he speak to that group coming to Washington, D.C., if they would let him?
And that's the question. They wouldn't let him. They wouldn't want it. And to be quite frank, I don't know what good it would do if you have the organizers of that event, Al Sharpton and the left-leaning, you know, Action Network, if they're organizing the event, I doubt that they would let him come. I think it would be a good idea, though, if he would address the nation on that night.
Yeah, and then the point is, if he expresses his willingness to speak to them, then the onus is on them if they say, no, we don't want the President of the United States to come. I know that Dr. King was back and forth about wanting to have President Kennedy speak to the March on Washington, and the decision was, well, he's not going to do it anyway, so he won't. And look, you have one of the most interesting jobs in America, not just working with Rush every day, but right now with MAGA Black. Information about your efforts and about James Golden generally. You're going to be president at the convention wherever it's held?
I am still debating that. You know, right now things are in such a state of flux because we're all, of course, still quite worried about Rush, and we're still trying to keep everything going as smoothly as possible, working with Rush and working with the guest host when he's there for treatment. So I haven't even looked that far out on the calendar. Right now, I've just been so tied up with this, but I would certainly love to go to the convention if the opportunity in terms of timing presents itself. I'd love to for one night of it.
I think you ought to speak to the convention, James Golden. You really should. Appreciate your joining us on the show. When we come back, a call for banning TV shows that show the cops in too favorable a light. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, Clear Play can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because ClearPlay loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Washington Post that is actually almost hilarious. It's almost like self-parody. And the headline is, shut down all police movies and TV shows, period. And then now, period. Okay, what would be left of television, basically. I mean, this means the whole law and order and the special victims unit, and it all has to go away. So says Alyssa Rosenberg in the Washington Post. She says, like many other industries, entertainment companies have issued statements of support for the protests against racism and police brutality now filling America's streets. And in fact, we've talked before about how people like the Safdie brothers, who made that film Uncut Gems with Adam Sandler, and many others have all contributed to a bail fund for the looters. And this is not for peaceful protesters. It's for the looters. It's the people who are arrested. There have been 32,000 people who've been arrested in various cities by a heroic effort by police departments to try to bring order back to the country. And Alyssa Rosenberg says, for a century, Hollywood has been collaborating with police departments, telling stories that whitewash police shootings and valorizing an action hero style of policing over the harder, less dramatic work of building relationships with the communities cops are meant to serve and protect. There's a reason for that beyond a reactionary streak hiding below the industry's surface liberalism. If there's a reactionary streak in Hollywood hiding below the surface liberalism, it's very well hidden. I mean, it's very well hidden. Look how they treat the issue of abortion. Look how they treat the issue of guns, except when they're glamorizing guns. Look how they treat any political issue at all. What is the reactionary streak? She writes, purely from a dramatic perspective, crime makes a story seem consequential. Investigating crime generates action, and solving crime provides for a morally and emotionally satisfying conclusion. Well, that's right, but this is not a new Hollywood thing. The idea of police and their helpers, like Sherlock Holmes, going after bad guys and people who are trying to hurt other people, this is a story as old as it possibly could be. She says the result is an addiction to stories that portray police departments as more effective than they actually are, that portrays crime as more prevalent than it actually is, and portrays police use of force as consistently justified. There are always gaps between reality and fiction, but given what policing in America has too often become, Hollywood's version of it looks like less like a fantasy and more like complicity. Okay, look, she wants, for instance, the show Cops, which purports to be a reality show, she wants that gone immediately. And again, this goes along with the people who are daydreaming about defunding police departments. The mayor of Los Angeles yesterday, Eric Garcetti, it's an unbelievable situation. He actually gave a speech where he wants to reduce funding for the police department in L.A. And what's crazy about this is, do people not understand that the greatest progress that America has made on any issue has been on the issue of crime since the 1980s, where rates of violent crime have gone down by more than half? In the city of New York, it's gone down by two-thirds. And you want to undo that, give that away by defunding police departments to instead fund what? Social programs? The social programs haven't worked. That was Daniel Henninger's point. But the policing, the police departments, that has worked. And there's no question, everyone who's written about this, it is a historic development. Your chances of becoming a victim of murder in this country are less than half of what they were. And for many black communities, it's less than a third of what it was. And we're going to throw all that away and go back to the bad old days. I mean, I guess you could hear some beginnings of that when people were determined to unlock our prisons and to release even violent felons at the pretext of the coronavirus? And all of this goes to a question of worldview, as is so often the case. I mentioned earlier to Daniel Henninger this new column, and I'd love to have the author on. I mean, this is an invitation to Professor Brenda Salter McNeil. Professor McNeil, who is African-American, is Associate Professor of Reconciliation Studies at Seattle Pacific University. And for those of you who don't know, Seattle Pacific University is a Christian university. It's an evangelical Christian university, and it's a lovely place. I've spoken at SPU on several occasions, many occasions, I would say. But I don't know Professor McNeil, and she writes in the Seattle Times, "United States has never been honest about how hateful it is." And then she writes, "With COVID-19 and the racial hostility boiling over in the streets of our nation have magnified a reality that was true all along. We are anything but united. We see this in the stark difference between the death rate of people of color from the coronavirus and the biased responses police and our political leaders have toward black people protesting and white people who are storming government buildings with assault rifles. Black people who protest because the police are killing them are called thugs. Angry white people spitting on police and threatening the life of a sitting governor are called good people who are understandably frustrated and not harmed at all." Okay, please tell me, Professor McNeil, where is there any evidence of some of those white protesters, even the ones who are brandishing weapons, using those weapons against anyone? Or inflicting property damage? Or inflicting violence? There are cops who have been killed by these so-called peaceful protesters. There are cops who were run down in Buffalo, New York, but in a car, which was the same thing, by the way, that was done by an evil Nazi in Charlottesville. Why is it okay if people destroy property and burn down black buildings and light up churches, for goodness sake? Why is that okay as long as they are employed in the BLM movement? And basically, how is it supposed to help? She says, we need policies and a fundamental change that will allow progress. Okay, what are the changes specifically? 1-800-955-1776. We'll also get to two movie options coming up this weekend, coming up on the MedVet Show. Did you know?
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says a quick and strong economic rebound is underway after getting some really good news this morning. The government is reporting businesses added 2.5 million jobs last month when most experts were fearing a big loss. The president says the best is yet to come.
The numbers are great, and this leads us on to a long period of growth. We'll have the greatest, we'll go back to having the greatest economy anywhere in the world. Nothing close. And I think we're going to have a very good upcoming few months.
Investors on Wall Street happy with that news, as at the closing bell, the Dow was up 829 points to finish at 27,110. The S&P added 82, and the NASDAQ improved 198 points. Protests in many cities are expected to continue over the weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
D.C. mayor, in a gesture of goodwill and solidarity and national unity, has decided to rename Lafayette Plaza next to the White House. They actually put up a new street sign and everything. And it's now Donald J. Trump Plaza. No, I'm teasing. I know you're supposed to have an April Fool's. No, of course it's not. What do you think it's named? It's named Black Lives Matter Plaza. And again, this is one of those things I think people will look back when the history of this moment is written. And people are going to be astonished that there could be the belief that all lives matter is an offensive slogan, that saying all lives matter is somehow bigoted and racist and hateful, but that saying specifically black lives matter doesn't amount to any sort of race-based favoritism at all. It's the whole idea of saying that affirmative action, that giving preferential treatment to one race over another, is a way of eliminating or lessening the impact of racism. It's ironic, and it's foolish, and it's misguided. This column that I was mentioning, and yes, we are going to try to have Professor McNeil on, it's just... It's very, very deeply, deeply troubling. She asks in the column, when black people declare Black Lives Matter, some defensive white person will ask, don't all lives matter? That's why people will be more concerned about buildings burning than they will be about a man being killed by police on the ground. This is America, and this must stop. Okay, no one is more concerned about buildings burning. It's just that you want to prevent that in the future, just as you want to prevent any man from being killed by having a knee on his neck or being ground down to the ground. This is America, she writes, and this must stop. She says, that's why I'm calling for people of faith to stand for love, justice, and equality. This means more than sharing a hashtag or praying about it. It means literally changing the laws of our land and electing leaders who will restore the democracy and the liberty that we say we believe in. Now, when you say restore, that means that you believe, Professor, that democracy and liberty were in better shape at some point in the past. Okay, I understand you greatly prefer the Obama administration or the Trump administration. Many, many, many Americans do. Okay? But when you say restore democracy and liberty, to when? To the way things were in, 1970? Really? If you look at the economic and the educational progress that black people have made since 1970, this is what is so bizarre about the progressive mindset. She says, that's why I'm calling for people of faith to stand for love, justice, and equality. This means more than sharing a hashtag or praying about it. It means literally changing the laws of our land. How would you change the laws? And that would be a question to her. Or to anybody else. How do you make a law that says, okay, you're not allowed to kill an innocent black man? Hey, guess what? There's a law like that on the books right now. And all four cops are going to be tried based upon those laws. And by the way, and almost certainly are either going to do some kind of plea bargain, but they will be found guilty. They will go to jail, including the cops who say, hey, we were trying to stop it. Not enough evidence that they tried hard enough. She writes, we must fight for systematic justice and policies that affect real people's lives, because we can't continue to say we love people and not care about the policies that keep them from thriving. What policy? What policy keeps people from thriving? What government policy was responsible for George Floyd? And I don't mean for the last moments of his life, but where was there a government policy that kept him from all kinds of self-destructive behavior before he was tragically killed? In other words, this is all rhetoric. And it's not only empty rhetoric, it's damaging rhetoric. Her headline, "The United States has never been honest about how hateful it is," compared to what? We must fight for systematic justice and policies that affect real people's lives, because we can't continue to say we love people and not care about the policies that keep them from thriving. This goes back to Al Sharpton. He kept talking about get your knee off our necks. Okay, what is it specifically you want? I understand there's a big push for reparations. By the way, David Brooks has an interesting column, and I was glad to have David on the show. And he has a headline where he says the right way to do reparations. And what he's talking about is not really reparations, because as he points out, sending somebody a check is meaningless. What he's talking about is doing reparative therapy, in effect, is actually setting up policies that could get people to volunteer and to come into communities and for communities to try to get help and neighborhoods with problems that they specifically encounter. And among the top problems that communities encounter and that have harmed the prosperity and the growth and the stability of black communities, top among those problems is street crime and street gangs. I mean, this is unbelievable. this is unreal. A Minneapolis school asked people to donate food for students after looting closed stores. And that's appropriate. That's what America really is. Miles of cars lined up. In the aftermath of George Floyd's death, flames raged through the 3rd Precinct Police Station in Minneapolis. Neighborhood stores were ransacked and closed amid widespread anger after a video showed Floyd begging for his life, then going limp as a white police officer pressed his knee on his neck. There were miles of cars holding food wrapped around city blocks, said Mara Burnick, family liaison for Sanford Middle School. Hundreds of people showed up to give what they could. Some arrived in U-Haul trucks and trailers, and some came carrying groceries in their hands. Soon, the school property was covered with thousands of bags of groceries. By the end of the day, an estimated 30,000 food kits were delivered, and more than 500 families and individuals were able to stock their pantries and fridges. Okay, in terms of the damage that's done to a neighborhood by evil looters, through no fault of most of the people who live in that neighborhood peacefully, isn't that appropriate? A nearby school found many of its students and their families who lived blocks from the police station were stuck without access to food. The area has become a food desert for these families, many of whom don't own a vehicle to drive elsewhere, said Amy Nelson, the principal of Sanford Middle School. So all of a sudden, Americans, step up and do it yourself. And that's a beautiful thing worth honoring. Is there something at the movies worth honoring? There's a new sitcom TV series with Steve Carell and John Malkovich. Space Force, is it funny? We'll review that and the new film about A.K.A. Jane Roe coming up on the MedVed Show.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kanger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
On the Michael Medved Show, hope you will enjoy a wonderful spring weekend. And keep in mind that I'd like to believe that the coronavirus threat is completely over. It can completely be ignored the way the left wants to ignore it. So sure, go ahead, have all kinds of massive demonstrations with no social distancing and no masking, whatever. Stay safe. Protect your family long term. It's one of the reasons that, we go out, we walk around in the neighborhood, we see other folks, we are very careful to be 6 feet away from them, and let's hope we have a glorious spring weekend to do some of that, affirming some of the beautiful things in our world. Now, for people who are looking for some fresh and fun entertainment over the weekend, is there anything out there from Hollyweird? Well, some offerings. Okay, there is a big new TV series, and I was actually looking forward to it. I think Steve Carell is a very, very gifted performer, not just because of his work on TV in the past, but his work in movies. When he was in Little Miss Sunshine, he was wonderful. He was wonderful in 40-year-old Virgin. And now he is starring in a 10-part series that is streaming everywhere on just about every platform. And it is called Space Force. And Steve Carell plays an Air Force general who is put in charge of the new Donald Trump project. Trump's name is never mentioned, but it's clear they refer to the president. The president wants a new branch of the service called Space Force, and Steve Carell's the guy in charge.
The president is creating a new branch
in the United States military.
Space Force, which Mark will run.
It has always been my dream to start something from the ground up.
But space is hard.
May I suggest that become the new Space Force motto?
Space is hard, and then they have a debate about whether space is hard or it's empty. Okay, something with a cast that includes Lisa Kudrow playing the general's wife and John Malkovich as the chief scientist of Space Force is not entirely without laughs. There are a few chuckles here. There is a character who's known as the Angry Young Congresswoman, which is a pretty good and spot-on satire of AOC, of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And they even have a congresswoman named Potosi, who's supposed to be Pelosi. And okay, chuckle, chuckle, chuckle. but there are no deep laughs here. And I'll give you a sense of what the humor is like. The name of the general, played by Steve Carell, is General Mark Naird. Right? N-A-I-R-D, like nerd, Naird, get it? Ha! Okay, there's also a segment. The third episode is about launching animals into space that really has some distasteful humor if you love dogs, because there's an unpleasant occurrence involving a dog in space. None of it is particularly inventive. It's not particularly well produced. It's not particularly funny. I guess there might be some interest in seeing it concerning the new branch of the service that President Trump is instituting or has instituted. But it's rated PG mature audiences, and only because it has really lots of filthy language and for no purpose at all. Each of these episodes is a half hour, and they all feel much longer. 2 stars for the deeply disappointing Space Force. It kind of crashes on the launching pad. A much more interesting film that is available to see again on multiple platforms is a movie called AKA Jane Roe. And this is also very much rated TV mature audiences because from the very beginning, this is a film with lots and lots of harsh language and lots of descriptions of a woman's troubled, difficult life. Norma McCorvey, who died recently, was the lead plaintiff in Roe versus Wade. She was known as Jane Roe. And the movie features her at the end of her life when she's already very sick and she knows she has very limited time left. And she says this to the camera.
This is my deathbed confession. I'm Norma McCorvey, a.k.a. Jane Roe. This is for all the women to come after me.
Her whole life was an attempt to tell her real story.
Okay, what is her real story? Well, the actual story that most people know, or many people know, was she sued in 1973, and because she was denied the right to an quote right to an abortion in Texas, and in response to her case, 2 years later, the Supreme Court came down with a 7-2 decision called Roe v. Wade that said that there is a fundamental right to abortion. And this, of course, has been hugely controversial. Now, part of what happened with Norma McCorvey, she had a Christian conversion in 1995, 22 years after the case. She became a serious evangelical Christian. She appeared condemning abortion, pleading for the pro-life cause. She appeared every year at a memorial service that was convened in Washington for the literally millions of unborn babies who had been terminated. At the end of her life, and she says this on camera, she said that no, it was all a fake, that she was paid a lot of money. The film alleges that she was paid a total over many years, over 20 years, of about $416,000 by evangelical groups who are having her, paying her for speaking, etc. Here's my big problem with the film. And the film is riveting. It's extremely well done. It's fascinating. There is an evangelist named Rob Schenck who appears in the film who worked with Norma McCorvey. He's particularly good, I think, in pointing out some of the ironies on the abortion side. There are two problems with the film. One is that is utterly one-sided. It has no sympathy at all for people on the pro-life side. It glorifies people on the pro-abortion side. The second problem with it is that it actually shows footage of Norma McCorvey when she was taking a pro-life stand, talking about her Christian conversion. I don't believe this was insincere. She changed at the end of her life, and But the idea that the entire thing was a fraud, they're honest enough to include footage where it's indisputable that she was sincere when she took those points of view, and I think the film should have acknowledged that. There's also this big thing about her life that the film, I think, reveals to many people for the first time. She's a lesbian, and she deeply loved another woman. And one of the reasons that I do believe that her conversion was sincere is they actually interview that other woman, and she says, yes, we continued to live together, but we stopped doing anything sexually because of the Word of God, because she had taken her Christian conversion seriously. It's a fascinating perspective. Again, the film is well done. It is very much for adults only because it has lots and lots of salty language and deals with one of the most explosive issues out there. 2.5 stars for the compelling but incomplete, it seems to me, a.k.a. Jane Roe. Coming up on Monday, there's the whole idea of white privilege, which has become an enormous part of this conversation, of all the conversation that we're going through right now. And we will talk a little bit about that idea and who it helps, if anyone, and where it comes from, and why is Hollywood so in love with it. And there's a new Pew study about religious orientation and the electorate, and a study suggesting that actually the support from religious people for President Trump has gone down sharply. Is that true? Is it reasons for concern? We will get to that and much more on what I hope will be a glorious Monday, coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.